USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is facing a difficult week in the fight against the pandemic, as the United States recorded a record new 1 million COVID cases last week. Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama gives his take on the Biden administration's handling of the ongoing pandemic and President Biden's campaign pledge to stop the business on Fox News.
Well, the virus is definitely impacting the success of this administration because credibility plays in to success. Now, the Biden administration, for that matter, before it was the Biden administration, during the campaign, made all sorts of promises that could not possibly be kept. For example, he was going to stop the virus. No way was that going to happen.
The travel nightmare continues this weekend with over 3,000 flights delayed or canceled on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. You'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, appearing on Fox and Friends, says there's more at stake in this case than just vaccine mandates.
It's individual liberty. It's the power of the administrative state and the mass firings of healthcare workers. It's all on the line, and the impact would be incredibly significant. We'd have rural hospitals in Missouri that would close, nursing homes that would close.
President Biden is among those paying tribute to the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on Saturday. Biden, former President Obama, and other Democratic leaders among the speakers taking part in the memorial service in Las Vegas. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The pandemic has been bad news for the big screen.
More evidence that movie theater attendance is continuing to drop, as according to a new Gallup poll, Americans watched an average of just over 1.4 films in a movie theater over the last 12 months. That's in comparison to between 2001 and 2007, when the average in the same poll came in at about 5 movies in a theater. This time around, 61% of the people surveyed said they hadn't been to a theater at all in over a year. Back in that earlier period, only 32%. It said they'd seen no movies in a theater. 3 in 5 Americans have not been to a movie theater in the past 12 months, and that's widely blamed on the pandemic. But the industry's also competing with new at-home streaming options, as well as habits developed over the course of the pandemic that are keeping folks at home. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in Washington state say at least one person is presumed dead after heavy rains triggered flooding and landslides along the coast. The Grays Harbor Sheriff's Office saying a 72-year-old man went missing Friday when he tried to move his car to higher ground. Several major highways were closed, including 20 miles of Interstate 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.